You are now tuned into the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. I am Big Vern, sitting in with my main man, Tim the Dirty Dog Martin.
Here I am.
He in the building. Listen, we are in the middle of Harvest Pledge Drive. That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
518-697-7400 or WGXC.org/donate. Mm-hmm. As we wait for Coach to call in, the one thing that's really great about this, and me and Tim was talking about it off the air, was just like announcements. Like people could literally walk up to us on the street and say, hey, I have an event going on. Can you guys mention it on the radio? Just like that.
You can't do that anywhere else.
So we're going to read a couple announcements. Tim has one. I have one. And then we're going to carry on from there. But that's why it's so important to donate again to shows like ours, Something to Talk About, Jazz Disturbance, and so many other shows. Listen, next week I'm going to find out three more names with three different shows.
There you go.
But this is a really great movement here, and donate.
Absolutely.
Tim, what you got for me?
Well, you know an event that's near and dear to both our hearts.
Yes, sir.
Hudson Elks Lodge number 787 Hoop Shoot. They've been doing it for years and doing a great job with it for years. It's going down Saturday, November 11th, where? At the Hudson Junior High School gym. Now, you can register at 11 a.m. Competition starts at 11:30 a.m. So get there early and stay late.
Yeah.
Boys and girls ages 8 to 13 are eligible. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a couple of divisions. There are 8 and 9-year-olds, 10 and 11, 12 and 13. First three in each division receive a trophy. And all first place winners advance to district competition. Just remember, a birth certificate is required at the registration.
Okay? Which makes sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense,
and a copy of it, of course.
A copy of it, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
it
just so they can hang on to that.
Yeah, but, so they know that you know.
Yeah, so somebody like me tries to enter in the 8-9-year-old division, they'll know the truth.
Yeah, they'll know, yeah.
Oh, but because I am the truth, you know I can sink
it. Yeah, I know you can shoot
line.
It. I know
you
can.
You know I can fill it up
I know you can. I ain't going to deny that, Tim.
But the thing is, nobody could go to the right like me on the basketball floor.
Oh, to the right?
Only to the right. Only to the right. You know, when I would turn to my right to get the water bottles to hand out to the team. Wait a minute now.
Slay, you hear him, Slay?
Hey, man.
He kill it.
Hey, that's a skill. You know that.
Tim, I used to travel for the Hot Shot. They used to call it the Pepsi Hot Shot.
Pepsi Hot Shot, right.
Yeah, and when I was younger, we had different parks. We had Columbia Park, Reformed Church,
sure.
St. Mary's, and stuff like
yep,
that.
Yep, John L.
Yep, John L. And we would go to each park, and you would have to win the event from each park, and then you would gradually move up.
Right.
So it's a great event for the kids, and I spoke with Tyrone. Shout out to Hedge again, and shout out to Nick, downtown,
right,
all them. So we're gonna try to fill this place up because
let's do it.
It's good, man. It's a good thing.
And it's great. It's great competition. It's a lot of fun, and you can show off your skills, and
you can go places. You get maybe
you absolutely can.
I mean, if you win this one, you get to go on, and to the point where you can go to nationals.
No question.
And that's something that you can have on your resume.
And again, that's coming up Saturday, November 11th, Hudson High Junior High Gym.
All right, so I have one also, Tim. October 21st, 2017, IV Clothing, Stop the Violence talent show.
Nice.
Now,
love them talent shows.
Yeah. They did one in Casco. It was very successful. So shout out to those guys.
Right on.
Shout out to Penny. Shout out to George and everybody. Shout out to their whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got to tell you, they're on a mission. And I like what they're doing. They've been up here a couple times. We actually had them up here last month.
Last month?
Yeah, they did a really good job. So this one right here is hosted by Corey Guns. It's at the Youth Center, 18 South 3rd Street, Hudson, New York, from 3 to 8. Showtime from 4 until, kids only. So basically they're having an event that is saying that they're going to do it for the kids. I know that shout out to Sean Delaney and Metaverse and Vinny. I seen that they said that they were definitely in and they're going to be there to help
out. That's good. That's
shout
nice.
Out to Neff Dallas. I seen that he said that he was going to do what he could do to be there to help out. Didn't I say IV? Well, it's for clothing, but
okay.
but sometimes they call themselves IV clothing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The Roman numeral thing going on there.
Look, the thing about Slay Diddy missed the radio so much
he does.
That he texts me
he does.
If I did something wrong. But yep. they do call themselves Ivy Clothing Line.
I mean, of course.
I know that. Because, know why? Because Floor Clothing Line, it just don't come off the tongue that.
No, Ivy does. Definitely.
Ivy, yeah. Like Ivy, Roman numeral. Ivy. Ivy. Right. That, yeah. Yep. All right. But yeah, this event is taking place at the Youth Center. It's a talent show. They have food. They have music. They have face painting. Me and Slay Diddy, we did attend the one over in Catskill. It was mm-hmm. a great, great, great event. And make sure you guys check it out.
So it's a talent show.
It's a talent show, yeah.
So
it's a Stop the Violence talent show. And what they're going to do, they had some kids, man. I know Slay will remember these kids. They had these two kids from Pittsfield.
Right.
That was amazing. They had uh-huh. some girls come up. It was like a dance group. Uh-huh. We didn't get to see the whole show for them. But I got to say, my grandkids was in it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, can you do whatever it is you do, or is it like a singing competition? Or?
No, it's a talent show. Just so whatever your talent, okay. Your talent show is. Yeah, right. You can go out there and do your talent. Yeah, that's all. So, and Slay, I'm telling you, Slay, I've heard someone say IV Clothing Line. Matter of fact, I'm going to call Penny up, and if I say it to him, it's going to be good.
Okay.
Slay Diddy, that's my guy.
Come on,
man.
Now.
what else? I got some other stuff going on,
what
too.
You got?
Oh, you know what? I want you to do this one for me, and then I'll do the next one.
Okay.
You're going to like that one.
All right, what we
I
got
know
here?
You will. That
oh.
one. Yeah, you're going to like that
That community
one.
Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and it's free to the public, live music, games, raffles, and all the good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, like they say, let's come together as a community. Now, this is going down Friday, November 17th, which I believe is the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Yep,
and
it is.
And Rashad Barksdale will be there. Rashad and his It's Okay to Dream Foundation. He's everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
What doesn't he do?
I mean,
unbelievable.
I'll tell you what he doesn't do. I got a couple things I can tell you what he doesn't
do. Oh, what's
do.
That?
He doesn't call me back when I call him.
Oh, man.
He doesn't text me back when I have to text him 10 times just to get him to answer.
What?
Nah, Sean, I'm joking. Go
10
ahead.
Times. It usually takes me 20 times, yeah. So I guess that shows how I rate.
What about flag football?
That's right. That's going down. Thanksgiving flag football game is happening Saturday, November 18th at the John A. Barrett Athletic Field, ages 17 above. And the best part of all, it's Team Big Vern.
Yes, sir.
Versus Slay Diddy.
Yeah.
Now, come on now. Do you dominate him like you do in basketball on the football field?
I could. It depends on... Yes, I do. I'm okay. going to go with yes,
all right.
I do.
All right.
I'm going to do
good
that.
Answer.
No. Before he texted me, right now, Slay is 1-0.
Oh, you know he's going to anyway.
Yeah, Slay is 1-0 in the flag football game.
Okay.
I'm looking for revenge this year. I had a bad pick last year. I just didn't pick right.
That can set that domino effect.
Yeah. Slay did more homework than me, man.
Okay.
Man. So
he wanted to beat you, though.
Yeah, he did, too. But, he beat me bad, too, Tim. He beat the brakes off me,
Oh, look out now. But that's how you get a chance for revenge on Saturday, November 18th at noon, John A. Barrett Athletic Field.
Okay, I think...
Can I just finish here?
Yes, please.
Just the second annual Thanksgiving dinner is going down that night. Hudson Department of Youth, Boys and Girls Club, 18 South 3rd Street in Hudson from 3 to 6 as well. So
yeah.
We ask that you bring one canned food to be donated to your local food pantry. So it's a great cause. It's a great time. Great football. Hey, it's all good.
Yeah, all good. And that's a big event, man. So
it is.
I think we got Coach on the line, so let's go ahead and
let's do
see
that.
This. Wrap him up. Hey, Coach, you there?
I'm here.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me give you the clap. Okay, Timmy's all yours.
Coach John Davy, the legendary Coach John Davy. Is this who I'm talking to?
Yeah, I don't know about legendary.
Oh, come on now. Don't be so modest. Coach, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. How's practice going this week? I know you got a big game ahead Friday.
Going good. A little chilly out here today.
It is. I was just talking to Vern about that. I mean, yesterday it's like sunny and 200 degrees. Now today it feels like it's about 54 with the wind blowing and clouds and everything. But it is October. I guess we could expect this kind of weather.
Right?
There you go. But let's talk about Friday night's game. Had that tough start, two losses to two of the best teams in the state. Since then, you've been on that roll. You've won four in a row, and you're averaging like 44 points a game in those four victories. Why the turnaround? What was it that sparked this team to just turn it around like they did?
I think just taking those two losses like that to those two teams,
sure,
the fellas kind of took it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just gotten better. It's, you know, it's classic high school football. As each week goes by, each team gets better, and this team really has responded well.
No question about it. I mean, talk to me about Zach Wilburn. Zach's turned into a beast. I mean, we knew he had talent all along, but now with Willie Walker alongside him, I mean, this has been just a lethal combination these last couple of weeks. I mean, they're just hard to stop. I know a lot of teams know what Willie can do from last year and the year before that even, but here comes Zach, and he's just showed out. I mean, these last few games, I mean, he's really had himself a great season. I wrote down some of the stats. He's got close to 600 yards rushing. I mean, he's thrown for like 245. He's averaging 11 yards a carry. He's got 7 receptions. He's got like 11 TDs, something like that. Just amazing what he's done this season.
Well, a lot of teams have prepared for Willie and kind of been paying a lot of attention to Willie.
Right.
And I think we've kind of forgotten about, you know, the ability that Zach has.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for us, and he, you know, he's shown that he can step into that leadership role and he can take the game over by himself when everybody's so focused on Willie. And even being focused on Willie, they have a hard time stopping him as well.
No question. Now, this game Friday night, you win this game, you win your second consecutive Reinfort Division title. You're 4-0 right now. You've got Cobleskill behind you, 3-1. Chalmont, the team you're playing on Friday night, is 3-1. Now, should they upset you here on your home field, and Cobleskill does what everybody's expecting them to do to Lansingburg, you've got a three-way tie at 4-1 at the top of the division. Do you know how they would actually determine the champion that way? Because I know you've got a big victory over Cobleskill already. Chalmont would have a win over you if they upset you, and Cobleskill has beaten Chalmont, so it's kind of topsy-turvy, and a lot of people are probably saying, wait a minute, 3 teams, 4-1, who gets the first spot?
Yeah, I have no idea, Tim.
I'm thinking it might, I didn't know if you could confirm. I was thinking it might be overall records.
I would assume that's the way it would go.
Which would be kind of a shame, because in that case, Cobleskill would get it because they'd be 6-1.
Correct.
You
correct.
And Chalmont would both be 4-3, and I would imagine that they would get the because if they beat you head to head, they would be second, and you would drop to third, which is kind of strange because I'm expecting you to be the number one seed over here, which I still think is going to be the case.
I don't know either, and I'm not going to look forward. I'm not even going down that road.
Sure, that's for guys like me to do.
We're going to win, and we're going to be the number one seed. That's what that's what everybody's planning.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that.
Remember, you said we were going to run the table, so we got to run the table.
That's right. Remember, not only the last 5 regular season games, but the first round victory in the playoffs that would make you six straight wins, and at that point you'd play the second seed from the other division, the North Division, which at this point looks to be Schuylerville. Wouldn't that be nice to set up a rematch of a game that you guys had lost earlier this year up in Schuylerville, but this time at your home field? And the way you're playing, I'm telling you, I'd roll the dice and say Hudson's got a real good shot at that one.
Yeah, and we don't forget, we played that Schuylerville game without Willie Walker.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
So that's a big, now we've gotten so much better. So, yeah, listen, that's an ideal matchup in my mind.
Now, a lot of people are asking about Zion Brown. The big fella hurt his knee a couple of weeks back in that Cobleskill victory. He had that big 54-yard run, though, before he went down. How's he feeling? Any word on his ability to come back this year or in the coming weeks?
We are right now, been speaking to the trainer. He's working with the trainer. He's doing some physical therapy. I think you'll see him back probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping. We're fingers crossed and everything goes well. He's starting to do some light workouts, so I'm saying 3 weeks.
And not only for the good of the team, but for him as well. He's a senior and such a great kid. You don't want to see him go out like that. And I know he doesn't want to go out like that. And I got a feeling if there's anything he can do about it, he'll be back in that lineup before too long, sooner rather than later. Because he's that
kid. If he had his way, he'd be back out here tonight.
You know it. Absolutely.
He's here every day.
No question about it. Tell us a little bit about Chalmont, though. I mean, what do you expect from this team? I know that they're a very good team. You know, they had the tough start, too. They're very similar to Hudson in that they had two of the best teams they played out of the gate. They had to play Schuylerville and Glens Falls, and they played Cobleskill. They lost all three of those games, but since then, they've won 3 in a row.
Right. Yeah, you know, again, they're well-coached. It's a disciplined group. They're always big. They're always physical. They're always just athletic. They're just good. It's Chalmont football.
All right.
When we played last year, I think I said this to you earlier today, but we had a couple big breaks. That's when Michael Lear fumbled the ball. It bounced right back up into his hand.
Right back to him.
So we had some breaks, and, you know, things went our way, and we won the game. And I really think that we're going to do well. I think we match up well against them. I think we are as athletic, we're as big, and we're definitely, as physical.
Yep.
No question. And there's a lot to play for, obviously. They're vying for division second straight. Right. Vying for division title up for grabs. And I know you want to get that number one seed from the Vying for division, because then you'd be matched up in a home game with the number four seed, which is probably going to be a winless or a one-win team, either Broad Auburn, Perth, or Johnstown. So I think you win tomorrow, you got a good chance of playing a semifinal game at home against Schuylerville. And I know everybody wants to see that again. So that would be awesome.
Yeah. We can use two more home games.
Yep, no question about it.
Okay, Coach, any last words or anything you want to say, you know, to the people to let them know how important it is we get out there to that beautiful field and cheer you guys on?
No, listen, we appreciate all the support we've gotten. I don't think I've ever seen that many people at a Hudson game as we're here for for the homecoming festivities. So, listen, we appreciate it. We'd love to see the people come out and support us. It means a lot to these kids to see those stands and that fence line full every week. So we appreciate it, and we hope everybody comes out.
One last thing, Coach. What about that sunset, man? That sunset is amazing, right?
Beautiful. Right. You saw my sunset, right?
Yeah, I did.
You know, yeah. That's sunset in section two.
No doubt about it.
All right, Coach. So I will definitely be at the game. Me and Slade Diddy will be there. Tim will be there.
You know I'll be there.
Running the sideline. Congratulations. Good luck. And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. We're going to go back on our schedule, man. You know, knock down two wins, and we'll talk to you after two wins, right?
Absolutely.
That's the way our good luck works, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Good luck, and thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim.
I was going to say, hopefully that sun's going to be setting on Chalmont come Friday night.
Yeah, man. Hudson is playing some really good football.
They really are.
Tim, you said it. You said it before they went out and they played that third game. You said, listen, I can pull up the tape. And I remember you saying, like, I think they're going to run the table.
I do.
I think they're maturing. They figure things out, and they're going to look very impressive, and they should run the table.
And the fact is that they've got some good holdovers from last year's great team, but they also had some real good JV players. But it takes time for those kids to gel, no matter how talented you are, especially. And I think it only helps. I know people look at them, oh, they got two losses, but you look at the big picture. They lost to Glens Falls, which is still number one in the state. Yeah. The odds-on favorite to win another state title. You played Schuylerville, which gave Glens Falls all it could handle before losing. These are two top 10 Class B teams in the state. And you got your young kids and your holdovers gelling, playing against that kind of competition. Now, other teams, like Cobleskill, for instance, I don't want to say pretenders, but that's the term that comes to mind because they started out with the weaker teams and went 4-0. When they met a team like Hudson, what happened? 51-6 Hudson.
Yeah.
Now, Hudson did it the other way. They took on the two top teams early on, learned from those losses, and put it all together and have reeled off four wins in a row. They're going to win on Friday night, then they're going to win the following Friday. They'll be 6-2. They'll probably play at home against Schuylerville, and right there, anything can happen. That's where I drew the line.
Six
wins in a row, and then you play Schuylerville in the semifinals, just like last year, at home, and anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
And you got Willie Walker back this time.
And a very improved, mature
absolutely
team in front of our home crowd.
That's right. I mean, so anything can happen, especially you played Schuylerville the second game of the season without Willie Walker. Now these kids are mature.
There.
And you've got and
they gave him a fight.
And they gave him a fight. They fell behind early. They couldn't stop the run. It was just one of them nights. They didn't play their best, but still they came back. They showed a lot of fight, a lot of heart to come back, and they got to within 37-26, and they gave up a late touchdown and a long run late in the game. But they were right there. They came back. They showed heart. And now with Willie Walker back, and you play him in the second round of the playoffs in Hudson with a big crowd on hand, a lot of noise. I'm looking forward to it. I like those odds. I like it.
So let's switch. Let's switch a little vibe a little bit.
All right.
Tell me. Do you like bingo?
Oh, man, I'm the bingo king. What are you talking about?
Tim, don't tell me you're the bingo king unless you're ready to prove you're the bingo king.
Hey, I'm ready to throw down right now.
Right now?
Let's do it. We get somebody to call the numbers here. I'll do it.
Well, tomorrow night at the Elks Club, they have bingo. Bingo is back. And the doors open at 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really thinking about going, Tim.
I'm telling you.
I used to go to bingo like with my mom when I was younger.
I went to bingo.
I'm good at it.
I went to bingo.
I remember the whole car. I could look at the car, remember it.
See, that's the thing.
And I could do other things.
Because you got that kind of mind.
Yeah, my mind works with the mind.
Oh, it's working.
Oh, yeah. You know what else? Hey, Rebecca's here. We're going to I know I shouldn't be talking to you off the mic, but I'm just excited to see you.
We're
I haven't
talking
seen
about
you
bingo
in
right
so
now.
While.
All right. Talking football.
Oh, yeah.
Now well, we're talking yeah, bingo.
High school football. All yes. right. How do you feel about the vets? The veterans.
I love the veterans, man. Nothing but respect and love.
This is
adoration.
This is not a setup question.
No.
No, I'm not trying to set
up. No, that's absolutely not.
I just want to let you know that also at the Hudson Elks Club on November the 4th, they're doing a free from 5 to 9 vets dinner. Like, you
that's
can nice. Go there, and they're doing dinner for vets.
That's a beautiful
if
thing.
If you're a guest, you have to pay. And shout out to Justin, man. Justin is learning the rules of the radio. Uh-huh. And I almost, like, clapped at my job because they were talking about something on the show today.
Right.
And Justin's like, we can't mention prices. And, like, normally Justin would just, $7. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, I wanted to clap. So, but, yeah, the Elks Club, they have a vets dinner on the 4th of November from 5 to 9. Mm-hmm. It's free for the vets.
That's nice.
And if you bring a guest, there's going to be some kind of a fee.
That's nice, though.
Rebecca,
really nice.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm in the sleigh seat. I don't know
oh,
how
yeah.
to act.
Yeah, you didn't have to tell him you were in the seat. You know he's listening.
Slay him in your seat.
He's not back till November 8th. So technically,
I should have brought my charger. I could be charging my phone.
Yeah, and his outlet? You going to charge in his outlet?
I could have charged in his outlet.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Well, that's bold right there.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, so I was going to take a break, but since Rebecca's here, I want to pull up something really quick before we go to domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And I have Tim here for another. Yep. That clock is fast.
Okay.
I got 4:48.
Okay.
It's close.
At 10 minutes or so.
All right, so listen, I want to pull up this, and I want you guys to listen to it, and let's have a brief discussion about it.
I'm all ears.
All right, so let me pull up this clippy here. Which one do I want to go with? Well, since I got Tim here, I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Where is it? You guys could talk to each other. That's what, if you just talk to
How
each other.
How are you, Rebecca?
I am really good.
That is good to hear.
So I saw that you made it to the chat.
In the mic.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. I thought we were just talking to each other.
Yeah, well, talk to each other.
So I saw that you made it to the Chatham Hudson modified football game.
I sure did.
That was a great
Ichabod
game.
Ichabod was there, too.
Yes, because that one was a scrimmage.
Yeah, scrimmage.
Chatham and Hudson Modified actually play each other, not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
What do you think of the Hudson Modified team?
They're a fantastic team.
Oh, they are very, very good. So talented.
For us parents, it was really kind of fun watching because a lot of those kids played together.
Yes.
Yep. As Pop Warner
That's
football.
Right, with Pop Warner. Up
so,
in Northern Columbia, that area.
Absolutely. So as parents, a lot of the parents, we were all together when Chatham and Hudson were scrimmaging each other, just screaming, go Wildcats.
Yeah.
Because, those are our boys.
Yes, exactly.
Those two teams together.
Well, that's the beauty of that, too, because you get these kids to come together. These kids aren't strangers to one another anymore.
They aren't.
It's a fun thing. It's just competing.
And it does mean that as parents, a lot of us are going to be doing a lot of traveling when they hit high school because they're not in the same division.
That's right.
For high school ball. So some of those kids I will be following around as they play Hudson High Ball.
See, that's good.
I really will. Support. And as my kid plays Chatham High Ball.
I always say get out and support it with Chatham, by the way. A very good team. That's another
they are.
Team. Yes, absolutely. They're going places this year as well.
They are. Chatham is playing really well this year.
Got a good group of kids out there, good coaching staff, and I'm telling you, they're going to go into the playoffs with a full head of steam because they got a big game, though, this Friday night. They play Voorheesville at home, and they're both 4-1. So, Chatham could really set themselves up nicely for a playoff run, win this game, and boom, you're there.
That will be awesome.
Yes.
They need it.
Absolutely.
You guys do well talking to each other. I like this. All right, so here's my clip.
Sure.
I want you guys to listen to it. We'll talk about it briefly.
We're listening.
All right, here we go.
NFL Hall of Famer and former Super Bowl winning Chicago Bears coach Mike Ditka says there has been no oppression in America for the last 100 years. Ditka was talking with Jim Gray on Westwood One's pregame show last night when the subject of player protests came up. Ditka said, quote, "All of a sudden, it's become a big deal now about oppression. There has been no oppression in the last 100 years that I know of. Now, maybe I'm not watching as carefully as other people." He went on to say, "Are you saying everything is based on color? I don't see it that way. I think that you have to be colorblind in this country. You've got to look at a person for what he is and what he stands for and how he produces, not by the color of his skin." He then added, "That has never had anything to do with anything." This drew an immediate response from current NFL players. Former Bear and current Packer Martellus Bennett tweeted, "Hasn't seen oppression in 100 years, brah." Seattle Seahawk Richard Sherman there in that quote tweet responded, "Some only see what they want to see." Bennett chimed in again. "I mean, he lived through this thing called the Civil Rights Movement. I'm sure you all heard about that, LOL." Ditka went on to say, "If you don't respect our country, then you shouldn't be in this country playing football." Matt Urist, for CBS Chicago.
Okay, guys.
Oh, boy.
Who wants to go first? And I know you're a big Bears fan.
I am.
And who wants to go first? Because I just want to listen.
Well, you know, the thing is, ladies first. Do you want to go first, Rebecca? I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut in.
No.
You gotta
Tim,
talk.
You're not cutting in. Sorry. I was rearranging my thoughts because I could
no,
go
me too,
a couple of different ways
yeah,
here. I
sure.
could just slam Ditka. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to play devil's advocate on this one, mm-hmm. but not really. What I am going to say is that to say that there's been no oppression in this country for 100 years is, well, just flat out ignorance.
Yes.
To the other side of it, he did make a statement. You have to judge people by their acts, not by their color. And that's wonderful. That's mm-hmm. what we're all striving for. That is absolutely what we should be looking for as a society.
Right.
Bravo, Ditka.
Yes.
But to believe that's going on says yeah. that you are just not paying attention. Mm-hmm. You're an idiot. I'm sorry. If you think that people aren't looking at your sex, your race, your religion, you're out of your mind because mm-hmm. they are.
Rebecca, you know, I'm not watching football anymore.
I know.
Right.
So we don't have anything to argue about. So
I
want to mention this because I definitely agree with you in the beginning by calling him an idiot. I kind of want to agree with you with the Bravo Ditka because he did say that. But then he ended his whole thing off by saying, if you don't like it, you
oh that part I didn't even get to because I was
but that is very important to me is how can anyone say leave the country
right.
because I don't get it.
And that's the other part of it is that the players who are taking a knee are not saying they don't like the country
right.
and they are
mm-hmm.
not being disrespectful to the flag or to the veterans. I can't say this enough.
Stop. Right there. Stop. 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 I got to give you a clap.
Oh, yeah.
I got to give you a clap. You're like the Eminem for us. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. what they're trying to do is bring people's attention to what's going on. Now, when this all started a couple of years ago, I'm going to be the first one to say it. I was the first one mm-hmm. saying, no, you're being paid to do a job. Just get
right.
out there and do your job. Your boss says, stand up. You just do it. And then I did some research. And I looked into, when the NFL started players coming out for the national anthem and all
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And I found out, whoa, I was misled. And I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I admitted I was wrong. And
yep.
I had this discussion with a friend of mine not too long ago. And I admitted that I was completely wrong and I was baseless and... well, I was just wrong. So after having done my research, I'm sorry, people. You're allowed to take that stance and you're allowed to take
right.
a knee. And they're not saying they don't like their country. They're saying, we need you to look at this, people. We need you to wake up and realize it is going on in our country. And you know what? Yes, we're paid millions of dollars for doing what we love. And we have a platform.
Right on.
And here we are using our platform.
I got you.
Right now, Michael Bennett can't do anything wrong in my eyes, just so you know.
Yo, he's a good guy.
He is. He is.
He's a good player, too.
Yeah, he's also a really good player. Yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that in.
Well, so, I mean, that's why he can't do anything wrong.
That's right. But he's a Seahawk, so
yeah.
we won't.
Right, there's that. I mean, if he wants to come over to the Patriots, I'm all about it.
And listen, I am.
I know, Vern's it. No,
I'm with Cap, so.
I know.
There you go.
Tim, how you feel, man?
This is
your guy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know what?
100 years?
I'm a big Bear
fan.
We
could talk about, I don't mean to cut you off, but, and I don't really have to do this, and I'm not going to.
No.
Matter of fact, I won't do it. Because no one needs to mark down all the events that happen.
Right.
True.
You should know them.
True.
So Tim, go ahead.
But like I say, I'm a big Bear fan, and Ditka, along with Dick Butkus, in my eyes, are two of my heroes, okay? But he's... it was kind of hard to follow that at first because like you said, Rebecca, he's going on kind of sounding crazy with some of the things he was saying. But then he was sounded like, he was making sense that the color shouldn't matter, shouldn't be an issue, but then it kind of went off the tracks again. So I'm not really sure what he's trying to say, but it didn't sound good. I mean, because like you say, 100 years of oppression, there hasn't been any. I mean, that is kind of misguided. And I don't know, I don't mean to make excuses for him to say, well, because he's, from that generation or anything like that, because that shouldn't matter. Whether it was, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever his generation was, wrong is wrong. And, to say there's been no oppression in the last 100 years is misguided, and it's kind of sad to see from somebody who I've admired and looked up to for a long time.
I mean, but then if you look at it from a different sense, mm-hmm. this is maybe why everybody's so up in arms
right.
for these players actually having ideas and having thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because if someone of his stature, who is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally can.
And
I mean,
in the public eye all the time.
But come on. Like, I mean, okay. There's some things you can argue about.
Right.
But you can't argue about, mm-hmm. like, you yeah. lived through the civil. Like, you remember Martin right. Luther King?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think he was just out right. there he was marching for the hell of
and,
it?
Yeah. And he was alive for that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
You know, he's oh. not.
He was he's a young
not,
man.
This, he's not the age of Odell Beckham. Like, no. he's not. No. He's not some young kid who nope. just came out and went, that shit didn't happen.
No.
No. It was yeah. directed by Stanley right. Kubrick. No.
Like, you were there.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yep.
So
that was his heyday, right? In the
right.
60s. I
yeah.
mean, when he was creating his Hall of Fame career.
But okay, quickly, Tim, I know you got to go. I got 3 minutes, but quickly, and because I don't get to talk football a lot because mm-hmm. I'm not watching it, you guys are going to be, you know, my rehab.
Okay.
Quickly.
We can do that.
Does it make you think about, because he had that awesome team with the mm-hmm. Refrigerator Perry
right.
and Walter Payton was on the team right. and all that. What kind of guy was he mentally to these players?
Yeah.
These players all went through this stuff, you know
well,
what I mean?
That team, that 85 team, which I still consider the greatest team of all time, but, you know, it could be a little biased.
You got to take some marks now if their coach feels that there's no oppression in the last 100 years.
I think that team was divided. Half of the players loved Ditka. Half of the players loved their defensive coordinator, Buddy Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that kind of tells you there, because you would think, like, all of the guys would be behind their head coach, where half of the team was, half of the team was with Buddy. So, those, man. It's disappointing.
Terrible.
Definitely disappointing to hear Ditka speak like that.
I do want to echo what Rebecca said.
Mm-hmm.
With this protest, it has nothing to do with us not loving the country.
No.
It has nothing to do. I got a little, mm-hmm. maybe because Mike Ditka didn't realize that there was no oppression in the last 100
right.
years.
Yeah.
I got something else to tell you guys.
Uh-huh.
There's black veterans.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't
what?
Know that. Yeah. There are.
Are you kidding me?
You know what? There are. And that's the thing that really bothers me when people are like, oh, well, you're disrespecting the veterans. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
We have
right.
family members that are veterans.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with it.
At all.
Not a thing.
Not
yeah.
the
no.
flag. I mean, as an athlete, you know, Tim, the greatest part about a game is standing up and getting
right.
ready. Like,
yep.
you just get that
absolutely.
Roar.
Absolutely.
And it's just like,
let it build up.
And I got to tell you, my child is in the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
So if I thought for a minute it was about right. disrespect
oh, yeah.
of veterans or about disrespect of the armed forces, I'd be the first one telling you, you're wrong.
Well,
get
I
your
believe
butt
me.
Up off the ground.
I know you would.
And that's not what it's about.
No.
No.
Not at
no.
all. Well, the thing is, too, I think the players are actually, if they're trying to send a message by what they're doing, I think it's working. I know a lot of people are up in arms about it, but the fact that we're all talking about it.
Constantly.
So many people are talking
yeah.
right.
about it. Still, we haven't got to where we need to be, you know,
correct,
some
correct.
Common ground yet, but at least there's a dialogue, an open dialogue, and people are talking about it, discussing it not only on the radio, but just at the water cooler, things like that.
But there's
and,
also discussions you know, going on with young kids.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You know, the discussions are happening mm-hmm. with just the kids in our lives.
Exactly.
And
yep.
that's fantastic.
That is fantastic. So I think that what the players are doing, even the people that are against that, it's causing a reaction and hopefully down the line a positive reaction where everybody can get on the same common ground. I know it's
absolutely.
Impossible to think that, but who knows? Maybe one day we all will come together and see eye to eye and the world will be a better place.
It would be nice. I just think like this, and me and Slay say this all the time, you know, we have to continue to support our people. And when
mm-hmm.
I say our people, it's not black, white,
right.
green.
Of course.
It's the friends and the family members
right.
that
that's
we
right.
have grown accustomed
amen.
To with no color line.
Amen.
If we continue to do that, maybe people will look inside our circle
mm-hmm.
and say, look at those guys. Look what they're doing. So to me, it's not about color, but it is about color. You understand?
Yeah, I
because
do.
Like this is how I look at it, and then we'll get off this topic. You guys, like, we respect you guys. I
mm-hmm.
respect you guys. No,
yeah,
why?
Sure.
Because you say it as it is. It's not when we're having a discussion, it's not about color.
Mm-hmm.
It's about action.
That's right.
Well,
this
yeah.
person was
yeah.
wrong.
That's right.
I mean, me and Rebecca went back and forth about Ray.
Uh-huh.
That was my first time on the show. Yeah, there was actually.
About Ray. But then after Ray went, and we're talking about Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Right. After Ray went and he did all these things, right. Rebecca actually came back on the show and said, hey, I'm not saying I was wrong, mm-hmm. but he did change. Yeah. And he made effort. You understand what I'm saying?
People make mistakes.
But here...
Don't go there, Tim. We're not going... Yeah. We don't ever use the M word, Tim. Not in relation to domestic violence.
I just mean in general terms.
Yeah.
You know, and you can turn the corner. And you can't... Yeah. But again,
right.
yeah, I
but
know
But Ray
I know
Rice gave us the knowledge that there... You, every human being has the ability to change.
Yes.
Yep.
Or
yes.
To make a conscious effort to
yes,
change.
No doubt. Mm-hmm.
And to change the way the world looks at things. Mm-hmm. And he's really taken that mantle on himself.
And doing a great job. Yes. But, and I know you got to go, so I'll let you go.
No.
And me and Rebecca will talk about it. But the NFL will not let him back in because, mm-hmm. you want to know what happened? The DV people put their foot down.
Right.
And when they put their foot down and they caught the NFL with their pants mm-hmm. down,
yep.
they caught him with their pants down yep. with Josh Brown from the Giants.
Right.
And he had did all these things. So now, mm-hmm. Ray's blackballed. When yeah. he's done everything he possibly could do to prove he's donated money, he did uh-huh. everything. But now, no more
Do you think
Ray.
He'll ever get back? Or
No. Oh, we got a phone call. Look at that. Tim, you can't go yet.
Oh, I'm right
ready?
Here.
Let's go.
All right.
Hello, caller, you on the air?
Yeah, Big Vern.
Oh, my man. Well, let me give you a clap, this dog. Is... Yep, I know who it is. Hold on now. All right, talk to me and the guests. You got your time.
Don't forget, Big Vern, it takes a moment to make a moment. Quinn out.
That's it? Quinn, you good. I got to give him a clap. Slay, you heard that? That boy. Oh, man. That was good. I know you guys will understand.
No, I was going to say,
I'll explain it to you. Quinn is someone that listens to our show all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what happened is that he calls in a lot, and he'll tell us about our guests and everything. So mm-hmm. usually he'll call in, and he'll give us some feedback.
That's good.
But Quinn has this, his departure is Quinn out.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking from what he just did is he's going to hit us with one-liners and just get gone.
And that's it.
It takes a moment to make a moment.
That's dramatic. All right. I'm going
to
write that down.
I was just going to say, I like that one.
Yeah.
And I like that one, I mean, Quinn. Thank you.
You can't even argue that, can
no.
you?
No.
It takes a moment.
You can't.
Yeah, you just
no.
go, oh, okay.
Because
no.
it could take a moment to make a lifetime, too.
Yeah.
I like that one.
You know what he did? And he hangs up. So, like, there's nothing. I can't rebuttal.
It's like the mic drop.
Yeah.
Like no. a mic drop.
He did. He mic dropped.
Yeah. Worse than a mic drop.
It was worse than a mic drop.
Dial tone.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he was on a regular old school phone, I would have got the.
yeah. Oh, that would have been perfect.
All right, Tim, you get out of here.
Okay,
we're going to take a break. Me and Rebecca are going to have some fun. Rebecca, I got some music for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Tim, always, man. Listen, I will see you when I'll see you Friday. And thank you for
if not sooner.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tim.
No, appreciate it.
All right, man.